starting.
That, no, that did, it wasn't even a countdown, Robert. That really
yeah, that's worked for me.
Hey guys, welcome to Shark Dropper. I'm Kyle.
I'm Robert.
I'm John.
And let's start off by just asking the question that's on everybody's mind. What's your favorite corporate logo, guys?
Ooh. Is it the Golden Arches? Is it the Nike check?
I gotta go with FedEx because they got like that hidden arrow.
Just saw that the other day and you're like, I can't wait to pick this when Kyle asked the question.
Yeah. Do you think if they made that logo and the guy's like, did you mean to put that arrow there? He's like, Yeah, totally.
I think every corporate logo should have an arrow hidden in it somewhere. So it just kind of becomes a game.
Amazon.
Yeah. You can't really fit an arrow in the Golden Arches of
Well, it's not
McDonald's.
Really hidden, but it does, like, it's an arrow going from A to Z.
Wait, so, Yeah. It's like, what are you talking about? I used to think that was a smiley face.
It could be.
I guess, yeah. What about, like, KFC, just Colonel Sanders' head?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really feeling that.
No.
Oh, I like that when Robert brought that up. Small head, little body.
Yeah. That's, no, big head, little body.
Big head, little body.
Yeah. Colonel Sanders? Because his little bow tie looks like arms and legs.
Oh, yeah.
So it like, looks like he's got a huge head, little body.
On a stick figure.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, man, he's the colonel. He can get away with it.
Yeah. So. Played by Jim Gaffigan in the newest commercial.
Okay, so they had Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
Not Colonel Jim Sanders. Gaffigan. Now they got Jim Gaffigan.
Yep.
Wait, that's who it is now? It's Jim Gaffigan?
Well, no, he was just in the latest commercial. I don't know if he's like
the spokesman. Okay, so what are the odds that Patton Oswalt is going to be the next Colonel Sanders?
Oh, I mean, that's a logical choice.
What are they, like popular 90s comedians?
No, they're still popular today. Patton Oswalt?
Does he tour much, though?
I think he does like movies and like little
TV. I don't think he like tours as much anymore. He does podcasting.
Yeah.
Do you guys watch, I'm sure you watch cable often, but have you ever seen that commercial where it's like you've got Arnold Palmer.
What? Nothing.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You've got Arnold Palmer. You've got I think it's Chris, who's the guy for the Heat? Chris Bosch. Chris Bosch. You have Arnold Palmer, Chris Bosch. You have like some NASCAR driver, and then like just randomly, Kevin Nealon is in the commercial.
What commercial is it for?
It's for like some kind of a prescription drug.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's what doesn't make sense.
Because the drug's for everybody. Every kind of famous person.
I haven't seen that commercial, but I have seen the R. Palmer commercial he did for SportsCenter, where Stuart Scott, RIP, and I think it was like Scott Van Pelt. They were watching Arnold Palmer, like they were in the ESPN cafeteria. He was mixing lemonade and iced tea.
Really?
And like they were like, "Oh man, that's so awesome!"
Yeah, that was awesome. Did we talk about SportsCenter commercials on here recently?
Yes.
Did we?
SportsCenter commercials are legendary.
I don't think we did. Great. I think that was Word of the Bay.
Was that Word of the Bay? It must have been.
It had to be Word of the Bay. I don't remember it.
I love SportsCenter commercials.
Oh God, yeah. I hate ESPN, but I love SportsCenter commercials.
It's like the only redeeming factor about ESPN these days, really.
Yeah, I don't even watch. I was actually watching SportsCenter for a little while, but I kind of just stopped.
Well, I don't blame you.
It's not like, well, there's not really a lot going on, I guess. I don't know. I don't really watch hockey, so.
Well, it's right now it's stuff. Like it's TMZ more than anything.
Yeah, that's kind of why I stopped.
I miss the old days where like, because these days ESPN has like, they don't really show sports. They just have like a lot of shows that talk about sports. It's not like in the old days where you see like the chess championships of 98 or like the curling qualifiers. You know, dude, I want to see like really
curling's awesome.
I want to see like really weird sports. I don't want to see like your seventh NFL show.
I was thinking about this the other day. I think all of us should get together one day and just play badminton.
Okay, I'm down.
Yeah, I would totally great. Play that.
I don't know what badminton entails, but
it's the shuttlecock. Just hit that shit over.
Oh,
the what cock?
The shuttlecock.
I just heard cock.
Cock.
I just wanted to say that. Yeah. No, like that little
the shuttle.
Little
what?
You have to hit the what? The what?
The shuttle what?
The shuttle
penis?
What?
The shuttle penis.
The shuttle penis.
Yeah, you got to hit the shuttle penis.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
The worst travel name ever. Shuttle penis.
Yeah. All aboard the shuttle penis. Yeah,
everybody on board the shuttle cock.
Plenty of room for everybody. All aboard my shuttle
I'll
penis.
Just take Delta.
The Delta train.
The Delta train. Wait a second. I was going planes the whole time, but he said all aboard. I just figured John went on a lot of planes that they go all aboard.
They could do that. Why not?
As the plane's taxiing,
wait,
all aboard,
waving your ticket and your luggage.
Wait for me.
You have to jump on.
Yeah, because you know they keep the door open during that time.
They do until they take off.
Yeah,
at least the good planes.
You're flying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think Why don't they do that?
What? Keep the door open.
Open air flights.
Why not?
You ever heard something called air pressure?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just haven't.
Okay, well, you would find out real quick.
I'm just saying, like, they should have,
like some kind of a band.
Yeah.
Like early 80s prog rock, you know.
Yeah, air pressure.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Like, they used to have it where you'd load on the plane outside. Like, you'd go up the stairs and stuff like that.
Right.
I think it could be, like, that spoof part in a airplane where she's chasing down the plane. And you just hurry up and jump on right before it takes off. And if you
didn't
get
they
on.
Stop doing that because people were literally getting run over?
Did they?
I thought it was a safety thing that they stopped doing.
I just thought it was easier for them with the whole.
It probably was easier, but there's like a. I think there's like a bunch of liability issues.
No, I think it's easier now. Like the way you just kind of stay in there. You don't have to go outside. Plus, like in places where it's like snowing and stuff, like you just go right onto the plane.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that makes sense.
Maybe. Sure. I mean, I don't know. You could be right too.
Or
I don't really study like.
Let's just take trains from now on.
I think everything should be a train.
Yeah,
everything should just
be
a train.
I've never ridden like an actual train. Ridden a subway, but not like a train.
So you never were like sitting in the cart right behind the guy with the coal, just shoveling it in.
No,
okay.
I was the guy with the newspaper up to his eyeballs,
with the bringing it down just enough so you can peek over it while you're watching somebody.
It's like, oh, nah. Is he after me?
Playing Murder on the Orient Express every time you ride a train.
I feel like that's the only way like you'd be on a train is if someone's chasing you.
I think, didn't we talk about this? Like, I think me and John talked about this recently where we're like, it'd be really cool just to go on a train and like just follow somebody around the whole time just to see what it's like.
Just pretend like you were
chasing him. Just see what happens.
Yeah, just to see what happens, see if you can follow, see where he's going. Maybe he's up to something mischievous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it'd be cool like you're on a plane, the lights go out, and then the lights come back on and there's somebody murdered.
Yeah. Wasn't that like a movie?
What? Yeah, that's like 70 movies in like the 40s.
No, wasn't that like a early 2000s movie? I want to say like something like Red Eye or something like that.
No, that took place on a plane.
Yeah, I thought you said plane.
I said
Murder on the Orient Express on a plane.
Yeah, Murder on the Delta Express.
It's the remake.
Yeah.
The Delta Express. All aboard the Delta Express. Yeah.
Do they have red eyes for trains?
I don't see why not.
Yeah, sleeping trains.
Yeah.
Okay. I think. Yeah. Why don't we have more? I think we should have trains all over the place.
I think we should have a train going from Miami to at least Orlando.
I think they should have like a train going from Miami to Orlando, but it's like complete
ideally,
train.
Ideally, you have a train going from Miami.
You just have to walk on
to
it?
Yeah.
You
Atlanta.
Just no
but Miami to Atlanta.
Right. But no, I'm saying like you know how like they have those conveyor belts like at the airport and you kind of jump on it and you just kind of it like brings you further ahead and stuff like that, or even at like Universal Studios,
yeah,
through the parking garage they have the conveyor belts. I think they should just have a conveyor belt from Orlando to Miami. You just step on it and then you're going.
So that's
you're just standing there,
standing in place for like an hour.
Yeah.
So just one big conveyor belt.
It's just one big conveyor belt, though. You just hop on.
See, I would just sit down. Like, I don't know.
Well, they can put, like, little seats on it, but it just constantly moves. So you just constantly
What if it's raining?
You're describing a train.
But outdoors.
No. It would have a roof on it.
It would
guys.
Be an outdoor train.
It would be like the Sky Ride at Busch Gardens.
No, it wouldn't.
But
I think this has been... It's not even considered before.
Actually, that would be kind of cool, like a sky ride from Orlando all the way to Miami.
I'd ride it.
Right. Everybody would ride it.
Yeah, you got to ride it once before you leave the park.
Oh, you know, yeah, exactly. Even better idea. You know, like those zip lines that they have?
Yeah.
You should build like a giant zip line.
You build a giant ladder. Yeah. You have to climb up or take like an elevator up, like hundreds of stories.
And then you
get on the zip line all the way to Miami.
Zoom all the way to Orlando.
I mean, most of the time, it takes most of the time to get up the ladder. But once you're up there, boy, you're
zipping literally all the way to Miami.
Like, you're right 90% there. Of the travel time is going up that ladder.
I love the idea that it's not an elevator or anything like that. It's literally just a ladder.
Yeah.
So everyone's just climbing up it.
Climbing up that corporate ladder.
But then you zip all the way to Miami.
You zip all the way down. It's like, whee!
Yeah.
There's no harness. If you let go, you're fucked.
You're dead. That's
dead.
Yeah.
Okay, all seriousness though, if there was like a zip line from Tampa to Miami.
I would do it.
Like, how long do you think that would take?
A zip line?
It would be faster.
I don't know.
Driving,
I've never done zip line travel.
At least 5 minutes.
Somebody look up the max speed.
No, I bet you could zip line faster. Well, no, I guess if you're taking the interstate, you're going 75 miles
Google
per hour.
Google max speed on a zip line.
All right. Yeah.
Here, this is important.
You're going to do it, Kyle?
I'll do it real quick.
Okay.
Okay, so I think going from Tampa to Miami, going like around 70 to 80, takes like about 6 to 7 hours, I think.
Wait, where?
Going from Tampa to Miami.
Yeah, I'd say about 6 or 7, yeah.
Yeah, if you're going like 70 to 80 miles an hour.
I'd say 6 hours.
Yeah, 6 to 7, I guess, depending on traffic. But okay, so 6 to 7 hours.
Right.
I think a zip line, if you were to take a zip line from Tampa to Miami, you'd probably get there in like half the time, right?
Really? Why do you think it'd be shorter, though?
Be shorter, you deal with less traffic, I think.
Right, that's if you hit traffic. Say you're not hitting traffic,
unless
though.
There's like traffic on the zip line.
If there's traffic on the zip line, you're getting knocked off. You're just gonna run into people.
Not really. I feel like you would just kind of.
What if there's like a slower guy?
Yeah.
It's like a slower guy who's not zipping as fast.
Yeah.
There's actually a whole website dedicated to the calculations.
Okay.
Of zip ties.
Zip ties.
Determine distance traveled. Please find the horizontal distance to the lowest point and vertical drop values from figure 5 and insert them into the equation below. Click on calculate button to see the results.
Okay.
So horizontal distance squared plus vertical drop squared.
Okay. Right. Horizontal distance, it would just be the distance from Tampa to Miami.
But we don't want acceleration. We want maximum velocity.
Maximum velocity.
Okay, so the maximum velocity, since all values are variable now, shit, you got to calculate all this to determine the maximum
Actually,
velocity.
Actually, acceleration would be good, too.
Kyle, take a break. Come up with the numbers. Get back to me and John when you have it done.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to run the numbers here.
Can you crunch them real quick?
I'm going to crunch the numbers. What size person are we going to go with here that's going down the zip line?
Like
140,
5'10",
150?
5'10", 160.
150.
510, 160.
Okay.
Okay. I need a pen. Well, I don't have a pen.
All right, then just forget it. Okay.
Let's just assume that I'm right, and a zip line is faster than driving from Tampa to Miami.
Yeah.
But how could it be fast? Like, I mean,
no traffic on the zip line.
Assuming there's no traffic on the highway. I'm saying if the highway was clear and you were going 70 from Orlando to Miami.
That's like 6 hours, 6-7 hours.
Right. You think it'd be quicker on a zip line?
Yeah.
All right. What do you think the horizontal distance is from Miami to Tampa?
It's at least over 2 miles.
Okay.
And less than 1,000.
Just look up the distance from Tampa to Miami. That's horizontal distance.
Wait, we're doing Tampa to Miami?
Vertical distance, that's kind of tricky. Like, how tall do you think the zip line needs to be for you to basically just kind of coast all the way to
I think
Miami?
It's got
to
be, like, really tall.
265 miles.
265 miles, okay.
That's your horizontal distance.
So that means we need, like, a really, really tall zip line tower.
265 miles per hour. Or 265 miles per hour.
Wow, that's
miles.
Fast.
Yeah, yeah, you get there. Shit.
Yeah,
1 hour.
Yeah, we don't know the vertical. So do you want to, like, maybe should we just half it or should we double it?
Well, are you thinking, but what is the zip line?
I mean.
You'd probably want to double it.
Let's double it.
All right. 265. We're going to double that. 530.
530 miles high.
Yeah, okay. We're already within the realm of possibility, I think.
Okay.
Let's calculate that. Nope, we'll take it. The values you entered are not correct. Please try again. Yeah, it's saying go fuck yourself, basically.
Yeah, are you looking at this site that says distance equals the square root of horizontal distance squared plus vertical drop squared?
That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, because how do we figure out the vertical drop?
Well, I would think the vertical drop, you'd have to have double the distance horizontally, right? Or maybe not.
So
no, I guess not. That wouldn't make sense. What if we tried the exact distance?
Well, the 130 pounds, hold on. It says, next we'll use the chart below to determine loss. The loss values have been derived through experimentation.
This is for ziplining, right?
In this example, the rider is 130 pounds.
All right, we need to get a fucking math major on the podcast.
Yeah.
Figure this out.
Well, here, maximum velocity is 2 times A times D. A is acceleration?
Yeah. Well, that's why you got to calculate acceleration.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so that's a lot. The whole thing.
And then D is, I assume, distance.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Let's just assume I'm right. We'll move on from
But that. I would say, like, I don't know. I don't even want to guess. But, okay, even if ziplining was, you could cut it in half, you would do ziplining over, because that's still 3 hours zipline.
I wouldn't mind. I'd bring a book or something.
You're gonna read a book while you're ziplining?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. You lose the book in the first 2 minutes.
Like, oh, damn it.
Shit.
I should have brought another book.
You can have some a podcast. Lot of upper body strength for that.
Yeah. What happens if people bring stuff and then it just, like, they drop it? It's just going to land on people below.
No, we'll get a net.
Oh, just one long net that goes along the whole zip line.
Yeah.
That's a 265-mile net.
The state of Florida has spent more and more worse things. So.
That's true. Have you seen the designs for the pier?
Yeah. Yes.
Or you mean the designs?
Yeah.
Everyone more terrible than the last?
The St. Petersburg Pier they just tore down, and now they're like, they still haven't come up with a actual design, right?
Yeah.
I guess the design that they have is the one that they're using. So for those that don't know, there's a giant municipal pier in St. Petersburg, which used to be like this upside down pyramid where there was an aquarium and there was a pizza place and there's all kinds of stuff. And there's three restaurants on it. I think it had a museum too.
It had the hands-on museum in there for a while. And then the aquarium.
Yeah. So they tore that down because they're like, man, fuck it.
It wasn't really doing that much business, was it?
It never was, though. Like, it did in, like, the first couple of years of being open. And it opened in, like, 1973.
I mean, it was really just like, well, I'm a local. And to me, it always seemed like a tacky, touristy area.
Well, the problem is, like, yeah, it was a touristy area. Like, the pier was open, I think, in, like, the 20s. But it was, like, a private area. And then it didn't become the inverted pyramid until, like, 1973. And that's when it became, like, really touristy. But then I don't think it didn't last long before, like, it just kind of restaurant, they brought the aquarium, but none of that really did.
They never put any money into it, though. It's like it stayed the 73 pier.
Yeah. It always looked like a 73 pier.
It just I really wish they could have just focused on the fishing aspect of it. I feel like that would have been
people fished off of it.
Nope.
People fished off of
Actually,
it.
Actually, how was the fishing at the pier? I haven't done like a lot of fishing off the pier, so I don't know if the.
I did a few times.
Fished off it a few. Yeah, it's good.
So it's good for fishing.
Yeah, I mean that's essentially what it's going to be.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think so. They're not going to put. I wouldn't be surprised
if like the new pier like won't even like let you like fish off.
That's what I'm saying. Too many. It's like all the people that fish are minorities, so it's like we can't have that here.
How else are we going to eat dinner?
No, I think you'll still be able to fish off it. I don't think they're going to put any stores or anything on it. I don't think it's going to be as touristy as it was.
I doubt that. I really think it's going to be.
Didn't you see the sketches?
Tell me all about it, Robert. Tell
sketches,
me all about
man.
The sketches.
There was no sketches for any kind of store.
And you didn't see like a tourist in these sketches.
No.
So you just assume.
They're all local people.
All locals they sketched.
Did you see any of them wearing Hawaiian shirts or carrying cameras? No. They're all carrying fishing rods and wearing shirts that say Tampa Bay Rays. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. All tourists wear Hawaiian shirts and carry cameras, by the way.
Yeah. Every single one of them. And usually they're Asian.
Yeah.
No offense.
If you think any differently, you're wrong.
Yeah, you're an idiot. You are a straight-up idiot.
Kill yourself.
Yeah, just die. That got dark really fast.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
I hate tourists.
I'll never bring up the pier again.
But to me, it seems like they're just trying to make it into a sundial, which for those that don't know, because if you're not local, sundial is like a, what is it? I guess a shopping plaza, movie theater kind of place where a lot of people used to hang out. And now it seems like they're trying to turning it into that, where they're like, there's security everywhere and then they follow you around if you look suspicious, and it's kind of like white and gentrified.
It is. Like, they have so much security at that place. Hmm. Like, so much.
Yeah. That's what it feels like they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, Sundial's okay. It got, like, really upscale. But before that, like, before it was Sundial and it was just Baywalk, they had, like, all those bars. And there was, like, it was hopping. Like, every weekend, like, it was just packed. And then it kind of, like, just went down. They didn't want all those kids there, so they decided to change it up, add new, like, high-end stores, like, clothing stores and, like, restaurants and stuff. And, like, it's fine. Like, it makes money, but it's not that great.
Well, we did leave out the fact that a child died there. There was multiple shootings.
That's true.
Listen, let's not get bogged down in details.
Come on, Kyle. You don't have to bring up everything.
Quit living in the past, bro.
Oh, there was. Yeah, I remember the shootings on Christmas and stuff. Because that's where the movie theater is. That's where I work. And then, like, John worked there for a while.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, there's shootings on Christmas. I remember there's, like, that shooting on Christmas, and, like, everybody rushed in to the movie theater to get away from the guns. Like, it was nuts.
Jeez.
Oh, man. Yeah. So at least there's no shootings. There's a lot more security guards.
That's always a plus.
Yeah.
No shootings.
No shootings. Yeah, that's great.
No shootings. No sound equipment falling on children.
Yeah, that was the other thing. The speaker fell on that kid. I don't think he died, though.
This was like a small little plug-in.
No, this was a huge speaker that fell from the second floor. It just wasn't tied up there. And then after that, they're like, no more live music.
Yeah. Like, this is like the speaker you would find, like, at a Rolling Stones concert. Do you think that's next to Keith Richards?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think that, like, that was the right choice, though? Like,
what, the Rolling Stones?
Yeah. Do you think they made the right choice back in the 60s to form that group? No.
I mean, the jury's still out.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll figure it out eventually. I wonder if there's an equation for that. No, about, like, the speaker falling on a kid, and then, like, after that happens, that accident, they're, like, no more live music at all. And, like, a lot of people stop going because of that kind of stuff. Like,
no more live music?
Well, I mean, like, that was just one of the things that they had there all the time. Like, all of a sudden, they just cut it out.
I remember live music there, like,
it was,
I mean,
that
speaker
good.
Issues aside, the live music there was kind of boring.
It was.
It was just, like, really small-time acts that, like, no one ever heard of. And they were terrible. Really?
Yeah, they weren't that great.
Yeah, but that's how it is now in, like, bars and stuff. It's just kind of there for a background.
Right. Yeah. It's just so people can get out there and play and shit.
I don't know. I think all the fun parts are in, like, in this, what's it called? The Edge District now? Whatever. Like, whatever, like, the Benz area is.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where all the cool parts are now these days.
That's where all the cool kids go. All the cool kids hang out.
Yeah.
I want to be a cool kid.
I wish that I could
start singing
cool
that
kids.
Song.
Yeah.
I wish I could be like the cool kids.
All the cool kids, they seem to get it.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, let's sing that song to Uptown Girls.
I think.
I thought that was sung to Uptown Girls.
I think every song should be sung to Uptown Girls.
Yeah. I wish that I could be just like the cool kids.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hard.
That's really hard to do. Like, you have to be in, like, the beat of Uptown Girl.
Yeah.
Uptown Girl, you know, living in a lot. So it's like, dun, 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 dun. Now do Mother Danzig with that
it's
background.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Yeah, that's a brand.
Oh, guys, so this is, like, doing, like, a complete 180. But I wanted to talk about this. I don't know if you guys watch Daredevil on Netflix.
No.
But the new season came out, and it's amazing. Without trying to spoil too much, I want to say that it's not really a spoiler because, like, it was announced. But, like, John Bernthal plays the Punisher in a new season, and it's amazing. Like, it's probably my favorite portrayal of the Punisher ever because John Bernthal, like, he plays the Punisher as a terrifying psychopath. Like, he's a scary dude. Like he only kills criminals, but if you're, like, a non-criminal, like, you're still scared of him. Like it's amazing.
So you think he's a better Punisher than Thomas Jane?
I do, actually.
How dare you?
And Dolphy Lundgren.
Dolphy Lundgren.
Yeah. What about
Dolphy?
Him?
Dolphy.
Dolphy. Lundgren. That's what I call him.
Yeah. What is it? Was it Dolph Lundgren, really?
Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, it was like in the 80s.
In the 80s, yeah.
Part of the 80s.
Who played him in Warzone?
Ray Stevenson.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh. Which wasn't, that wasn't a bad movie, actually.
So. Yeah, it was.
No,
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't see it. I just didn't do much business.
But yeah.
I think that's a good portrayal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to watch Daredevil now that I finished watching that other great show on Netflix, Fuller House.
Yeah.
I can go back and catch up on Daredevil.
I'm slowly working my way through that.
Yeah, so. Very slowly.
Yeah.
It's not an easy series to get through.
I don't know why I'm watching it, because I wasn't... Okay, I think this is the reason why, because I wasn't a big fan of it, but my sister was, so it was always kind of in the background when I was growing up. So I guess it's kind of a comforting feeling to know, like, hey, there's new episodes of Full House.
Yeah.
Which is something you couldn't... say for a while.
Not Full House.
Fuller.
It's Full House. Come on.
No, it's not Full House.
It's Fuller House.
Does it really matter?
I don't know.
I don't think it's Full House.
I think it is to an extent. There is some weird stuff to it. It doesn't feel the same.
I do get that same
there's
familiar
parts,
feeling. Of
yeah.
Like, oh, this is it's the same fucking show that
it is.
The cheesy music, and the cheesy storylines, and the cheesy jokes.
It's definitely
predictable.
Cheesy. Yeah.
Yeah, the milkman, the paperboy.
Evening TV, maybe.
That's what happened to it.
Yeah. You miss your old familiar friends.
I do, yeah. That's why they brought it back. It's right around the bend.
Yeah. Yeah. Everywhere you look. I mean, everywhere. There's a heart, even a hand to hold on to.
I don't know. I know they renewed it for a second season. I'm probably going to watch the second season as well.
They renewed it already?
Yeah, they already renewed it. Even though it got, terrible reviews.
Well, every Netflix show gets a second season, no matter what.
Everyone? They have a lot of stuff coming out. Every time I turn it on now, it's a new season of something. Flaked with Will Arnett was one.
I saw that.
Love, I'm watching right now.
Master of None.
Yeah. Love is pretty good. That's Paul Rust and Gillian Jacobs. Produced by Judd Apatow and Paul Rust.
I'll have to check that out.
It's really good. Almost done with it.
I'm enjoying watching these original shows on Netflix because they don't have to worry about advertising.
Right.
Because they can just kind of pace the show like a regular.
How they want. Yeah. An hour long thing. Yeah.
You watch a show like Big Bang Theory and it's just you can tell the way it's written.
Act 1, Act 2.
And I read Big Bang Theory episodes these days. They only average around 17, 18 minutes.
Yeah.
Because there's so much advertising.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's getting shorter and shorter because. Yeah. TV shows
but
used
Netflix
to be 25
shows,
minutes.
Netflix shows, you get, on some episodes, a full 30 minutes, if not more.
Well, that's what I think is funny, because, back in the 50s and stuff, you watch an episode of I Love Lucy, it's 25 minutes long or 26 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, then in the 90s, with Seinfeld and stuff like that, Seinfeld was 22 minutes.
Yeah.
Now shows are, almost, 19 minutes long. It's all because of, advertising. Yeah. Sitcoms, anyways. This is how sitcoms work. That's crazy.
Punisher, Daredevil... Sometimes the episodes are actually over an hour long.
Yeah.
Maybe
Well, they
hour
can do whatever
minutes.
They can do whatever they want, which is kind of cool.
And it's cool. It's just it's really, I think it makes for a better story when you can pace the story however you want.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that.
I'll agree with that.
Imagine that.
Yeah. When you don't have restrictions, you can kind of do what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do that with our podcasts. That's why the finale of Double Avenue Hurt season 2 was 70-something minutes.
And that's why this show here is 28 minutes. That was Shark Dropper for this.
Take it easy.
What's up, guys? We're back to doing this right in the middle of the show. And why the fuck not? Hey, look, we don't have we have a new sponsor, actually. And it's a Loot Crate. And Loot Crate is basically a monthly subscription box service. And it's got, geek and gamer and pop culture items. Lots of t-shirts, little toys, collectibles. I've seen watches in a couple of them. I watched a few unboxing videos. And actually, they're going to send me one that I'm going to check out. And then I think I might just see if I can send that out to you guys if anybody wants it. I'm going to see. Maybe we'll do some kind of a contest to see if anybody wants it. But anyways, if you go to lootcrate.com/shark, you can save yourself $3 on any new subscription, and it's less than $20 a month, but the actual boxes are a $45 value, so it's really a good deal, and it's a lot of cool stuff. So you know, if you're into things like Aliens and Harry Potter and Dragon Ball Z, and I think in the spring they did one, they're doing like a thing called Quest. So it's like hidden worlds within worlds, and they're celebrating pop culture's best goal-oriented, often unexpected journeys. So they're doing a lot of that in April. I think that'll be over pretty fairly soon. But head on over to lootcrate.com/shark. Enter the promo code shark. You can get yourself $3 off for your first subscription. So that's lootcrate.com/shark. Promo code shark. And then for the third time, so I can really nail it in your fucking head, lootcrate.com/shark. Promo code shark.
Ah, how'd you know the time, Kyle? You're in a different area.
You can
just tell. You're good with, like, just time. Like, you can always just tell, like, the time.
Or he has, like, a timer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, yeah, maybe you have a timer or a clock.
Some would say I'm, like, the time master.
But not the timekeeper.
Not the time. That's another podcast.
Right.
I'm talking about this very podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What was I going to say, though?
You're going to say how much you were looking forward to Batman versus Superman.
Ooh, I actually was going to make a segment to that, but what did you say, Kyle?
Oh, no. I was going to say, have you seen Make the Murder? But fuck that. I want to talk about Batman and Superman.
Okay, Batman versus Superman. That's what I was going to say, because poor reviews for Fuller House, I was going to lead into poor reviews for Batman versus Superman.
So there are reviews already out for it?
Oh, yeah. They just released them all on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, okay.
39%.
114 reviews, 39% right now. Yeah. No, 36 was the last time I checked, but maybe it's up. I don't know.
I knew it.
So
I said 50. I think I said 50%. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, so a couple of podcasts ago,
Batman vs Superman is a sell.
it's gonna do good the first weekend, and then I think it's just gonna do poorly.
Yeah.
So it didn't take time to establish the universe like Marvel did. Like, they just kind of rushed it out there.
Yeah, they did.
Well, they didn't really have time to do it. You know, it's just like Marvel was already like in the swing of things.
They could have still. I don't even think it's. I mean, I think it's partly that they did rush it in the sense of, yeah, but they're introducing Aquaman, Wonder Woman, Batman, like a new Batman.
It should have just been Batman,
Lex Luthor, all these characters into like one movie.
Well, Lex Luthor, I can understand.
But still, it's like you have all these characters that you're trying to like establish,
yeah,
into one movie, where the only one who has a backstory or like another movie is Superman with Man of Steel, which wasn't that great either. So it's like, I don't know. It just seemed like way too much. At least like with Avengers, you got the backstory, so they didn't have to concentrate on the backstory within the Avengers movie because you already got it through other movies.
Yeah.
So like it kind of worked a lot better.
I feel like in this movie there's going to be just walls of exposition where they're like explaining why Wonder Woman and Aquaman are here.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I even think the guy who's going to play Cyborg is in the movie too.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus!
Wow.
Yeah,
they're just they're throwing the whole sink in there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Wow.
It's way too much. I don't know. Like I'm going to watch it tomorrow anyways, but
I don't know. Like, this will be like the first Batman movie I watched post Christopher Nolan. Like,
yeah.
So I think Christopher Nolan really kind of nailed what makes Batman Batman. So it'll be interesting to see what Zack Snyder
brings to the table.
The character.
Slow motion.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be tons of slow motion.
Yeah. I don't know.
You think? I think there will be. You think there would be a lot of slow motion? I think there's going to be.
Well, I don't remember. Was there slow motion stuff in Man of Steel? I can't really remember.
I don't know. I didn't see all of Man of Steel.
I don't really remember that happening too much in Man of Steel, but I'm not going to, you know.
But this is Batman versus Superman.
I don't want to underestimate the Snyder.
I read that one review that like Kyle posted on our message board. Mm. And, like, I read that, and like the guy was talking about like the positives and negatives of the film. And like the positives were like Ben Affleck's chin, and the negatives were like plot. So that's how you can tell what the movie's going to be like.
Which will win?
Yeah.
Chin versus plot.
I don't know. The article even said like Batman, like a lot of people are like worried about Ben Affleck being Batman, and that's like the least worst part of the movie.
Really?
Like, yeah.
I knew that was going to happen.
I knew that Ben Affleck wasn't going to be that bad. It was going to be everything else in the movie.
Yeah.
So people being worried about Ben Affleck as Batman, don't worry. The plot, the story, the characters.
It's actually a win-win situation for Ben Affleck.
It is.
Like, he'll be hailed as the crowning achievement part of Batman versus Superman.
They should have just taken a page out of Marvel's book, did the Superman movie, did another Batman movie, did a Wonder Woman movie, and then did like an Aquaman movie or a Teen Titans movie.
I don't think they would have had the time to do that, to be honest. Like, I think there's
sure,
a
they do. They, if they want to like make the money that Marvel is.
The problem, here's the problem, is the reason why Marvel is making money is because they're actually putting out like decent products. It's not that they're putting out a lot of products. It's because like the products are decent. Like, they're actually good. Like, most of the Marvel movies are at least like, you know, they're not all gems, but they're good.
Pretty good.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, so they're doing quality stuff. The problem is like DC's trying to rush it out. And because of that, I think it's going to really screw with them, because people aren't going to go watch it 5 years from now. They're not going to care about like another Superman movie.
I will say this. If DC had plans to do like a DC universe like Marvel did, I think the reason why they didn't do it sooner is because Christopher Nolan. Like, he probably didn't want anything to do with that. He probably just wanted like his Batman to stay self-contained, like it's its own little
thing.
They
wanted Christian Bale to be the Batman for like the Justice League movie.
Are you really going to say no to Christopher Nolan when he says like, no, I don't want that. I don't want to do that.
But didn't Christopher Nolan produce
Man of Steel? Yeah, but who knows how involved he was.
I know, that's true. Right. He probably just walked on set like, good job, guys.
Yeah.
And then walked off.
I just got paid.
He ate like one of those sandwiches off the cart and then took off.
We're done here, right?
Yeah. Stopping in for a snack.
All right.
Yo, right. That's what Christopher Nolan
Yeah. All right.
he's Matthew McConaughey.
Hey, guys, check out this Matthew McConaughey impression I've been working on. Are you filming right now? No. Let me just do it real quick, and then you guys can get back to filming this building blowing up.
It's the reason why I made Interstellar.
Yeah. He learned it on the set of Interstellar.
All right.
Oh, did you hear about the Spacey in space?
The what?
Kevin Spacey night at the Florida Panthers game.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
And then Kevin Spacey was actually in attendance.
I saw that little GIF, whatever.
He had the mask in front of him, and then he like put it down, and then everybody like saw it was Kevin Spacey.
Oh.
But I don't know why they did a Spacey in space night. Like, they were selling shirts with, like, his face on, like, a blanket of stars.
Because it's hockey,
I can tell you what.
It's hockey. They can get away with that kind of weird stuff.
That's why they throw squids.
No, because they could get him there.
That's true, yeah. They said it was the largest crowd they've ever had or something like that. It broke attendance records.
They could never do that in an NFL game. The NFL is too uptight about everything.
So. You don't think that they would have a... I'm trying to think of a good...
An O.J. Simpson night?
Yeah, O.J. Simpson in O.J. It's just him in, like, orange juice.
No. Yeah. I feel like Roger Goodell would
he's in jail.
That's true. That's why they wouldn't do it. Think of another celebrity.
Yeah, if he was free, like, if O.J. was free right now, they'd totally do that.
If O.J. was free, I would drink it all the time. It's a little joke I just made up.
Yeah.
And then I'd murder my wife.
Then I'd kill her.
Okay.
In cold blood.
All right.
Ooh, Truman Capote.
Are you just spouting random literary references now?
Kyle says something, I just make a joke out of it.
Okay. Kill by word. Boy.
I wouldn't do it. I love birds.
Oh, this is going so many.
Schwimmingly. Podcast we do on Patreon.
Right next to the, like, let's get to it right now.
Right into the plugs.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I think I think it's cool that, like, Kevin Spacey showed up to it, regardless if that's what their plan was or not. But I also love Kevin Spacey.
Fuck.
What?
So, like, a Harrison Ford night?
Harrison Ford in a Ford?
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Some Harrison Ford Bronco. Get it?
I just remember that meme that was like Ford Bronco, and it's like him on a horse or something. Or no, it was Ford Escort. I don't know. There's like a bunch of Fords, and it was just like Harrison Ford doing all these activities. it was awesome.
Ford Explorer.
Yeah, Ford Explorer, and it was him like searching for something.
Speaking of Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones 5
coming out
is a go.
You're excited about that, John.
Oh, totally.
Tell the audience.
How awesome Kingdom of the Crystal Skull was.
It really wasn't that bad. Here's my thing.
No, it was.
It was bad. It was
no,
bad.
I don't think
it was.
It was
bad. It was bad.
But I listened to this one podcast called The Film Review, or no, The Film Talk, and there was like one of their opening lines is like, they talk about like a bunch of different movies. Like, it's like a cut of like all their podcasts. And one of their lines is, Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull is 3 times better than anyone would have you believe. Because, like, everybody thinks it's, like, trash, but I think it's a little bit better than, like, people...
Shia LaBeouf.
I know it's not good.
Swinging through trees with a bunch of monkeys.
I know it's not good, but it's still, like... I mean, all the Indiana Jones movies have, like, those kind of quirky kind of things, except for maybe the first one.
Indiana Jones hid in a fridge to escape a nuclear blast.
He had his heart pulled out of his body and shown to him.
Yeah.
Not Indiana Jones.
Not Indiana Jones, but that one character did.
The one character.
And... I'm just saying, like, all of them have that kind of stuff. Like, they all have... They jump from an airplane in a raft.
In a raft, yeah.
It's like the opening of Temple of Doom.
I just... No. Crystal Skull.
I think if you watch Crystal Skull... If Crystal Skull came out 3 years after Last Crusade, you would like it.
I don't think I would have.
I think you would have. I think you would have a nostalgia factor, and it would have played
into it. No, because, like, Last Crusade just happens to be my third... favorite Indiana Jones movie.
It also turns out to be the third movie.
Yeah.
So
I honestly thought, like, the Indiana Jones movies kind of went down quality of, like, each successive sequel. Like,
really?
Raiders is the best one, I think, by far. Temple of Doom was my second favorite. Last Crusade third, and Crystal Skull is my least favorite.
I'd put Last Crusade second.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Last Crusade second. I wasn't a big fan of Temple of Doom.
I like Temple of Doom because of how dark it got.
Yeah, but it was also very, like, I don't know, jokey with, like, yeah, with the
short round.
I don't know.
Long rod. I didn't
mind it.
Long rod. Hey-o.
I'm trying to figure out where they would go for an Indiana Jones 5. Because Indiana Jones 4 is like the 50s. Indiana Jones originally started out as like a kind of like a inspired by like the action serials where like they were fighting Nazis. The 50s, they were fighting the Russians. Are they still going to be kind of like in that 50s era? Like,
yeah, I think so, yeah. That's just kind of where it takes place. Well, I don't know, because he's old now.
Well, he was old back like then.
I know, that's true. That is true. When did Kingdom of the Crystal Skull take place?
When did it come out?
No, when did it take place?
Like the 50s, right? Yeah, the 50s.
So, but then Raiders of the Lost Ark took place during... The 30s? 20s?
No, maybe, maybe later.
No, I think it's the 30s.
Yeah.
Because around the time, it wasn't World War II time, though.
It was pre-World War II.
Yeah, so it had to be the 30s. I mean, maybe it was the 20s. No, but 30s is World War I.
Okay.
Yeah, so you still have it had to be World War II.
Raiders, yeah, because there were Nazis in Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I know that. But there's so,
definitely World War II.
Yeah, but it's during World War II, or was it like...
No, probably like 46.
That's after World War II.
No, it was during World War II, because Raiders of the Lost Ark...
The submarine,
and also, like, the beginning of the movie when they're explaining to Indiana Jones, like, oh, Hitler's got, like, a team of scientists looking for, like, this artifact, so...
Yeah, but Hitler wasn't just alive during World War II.
I'm just saying. I mean Hitler was alive during the Last Crusade, because he met Hitler in that one scene. So, it was definitely during World War II.
Okay.
Oh, shit, you're right. I forgot
about
that. Wait a second.
But again, Hitler wasn't just alive during World War II. It could have been taken place
before. He wasn't
alive
after World War II.
No, but he was...
Unless you're like a conspiracy theorist.
Okay, I'm saying...
I will contend.
I'm saying Hitler wasn't born in 1941 or 1939 and then died in 1945 or whatever. Like, I'm saying it could have been...
I don't know if you proved that, Robert.
4 years old. I'm just saying it could have taken place before World War II. You know what I mean? Because Hitler was still
Raiders?
There.
Raiders?
Yeah.
No.
Any of them. Unless they actually showed, like, the invasion or whatever.
No.
Like,
it was,
them going
it was
into
during World War II.
France and shit.
Definitely won't.
No, it could have been, like, in the run-up to World War II.
That's what I'm saying. It could have been the run-up. It could have been, like, the mid-30s.
Close enough.
Well, I'm trying to find out because the timeline doesn't make sense because Harrison Ford is, like,
is it supposed
30,
to make sense?
And then he's 70.
It's not a historical documentary.
It should be. It should be. I'm just saying he's 30 in Last Crusade, and then he's, like, 70 in Kingdom of the Crystal
he
Skull.
He was 30 in Last Crusade?
I don't know how old he was. No. But he was, like...
I don't think he was 30 in Raiders.
No, I think...
Was he, like, 40 in Raiders, I think?
No. Crystal Skull was definitely, like, the 50s.
Okay, fuck this. I'm looking up how old...
I was talking about his age.
That's what I'm talking about, too.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford, IMDb.
No, he's definitely, like... In the earliest, in his 30s.
When did Raiders come out? 1980, right? It was 1980.
85, I think?
Yeah. 81, 1981.
Okay, 81.
All right. He was born in 1942.
42. So 39. 39.
Okay, so he is 39 in Raiders.
Basically 40.
Okay, whatever. All right, and then Indiana Jones, what was it? Last Crusade was the last one. Temple of Doom. Yeah, last Crusade.
Last Indiana Jones movie.
Last of the trilogy.
It was the last Indiana Jones movie. You had it right. You had it right.
It was 1989.
1989.
So that's 8 years later.
8 years later.
So he was, what did we say? He was 39.
39.
So 8 years, 47 at that one.
Yeah. Wasn't he only a decade younger than Sean Connery?
So 8 years, whatever. Yeah. 8 years.
Even though Sean Connery played his dad?
Yeah. Son.
8 years later, that means there was 8 years where he was still in World War II times.
Yeah.
Because Hitler and stuff like that. So
you're
then,
going by the movie release dates, though. That doesn't really,
No, I'm talking about... I know, but I want to know his age.
Yeah, but it's, relatively...
Listen, if
accurate.
You...
I'm talking about his age, though, because his age was 8 years
you're
later.
You talking about the character's age?
No, I'm talking about Harrison Ford's age, if it matches up with his character age.
Well,
I mean, it's not going to match up, obviously, but I'm saying,
Indiana Jones' age.
Okay, Indiana Jones, hold on. Crystal Skull came out...
I guarantee you there's, a Indiana Jones Wikipedia article.
Okay, I'm sure there is, but I want to figure this out. We're doing a lot of math on this podcast.
Really into... In
math cast.
Square root of distance and Indiana Jones' age.
Listen, we couldn't figure out how high that zip line tower needed to be to... They go to Miami.
I think Harrison Ford age is a lot easier than this. Okay, we don't have to square root anything. Okay. All right, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull came out in 2008. How old was he then, John? You're Asian.
A million years old.
That's not accurate.
He was 39, 81.
81.
So 81. So 27 years later.
In
so it was 66 years old.
So 66.
When he did Crystal Skull.
I'm just taking your word for it. I don't want to figure out the math. So 66.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
And it takes place in the 50s.
Yeah.
So that's really only, if you're saying that Last Crusade took place during World War II.
They had to.
Okay.
Even Hitler.
Okay. So that's 1944 maybe?
Sure.
It just doesn't make, that's 6 years later and he's 60, he aged 27 years.
It just,
I don't know if it's.
Who cares?
Oh, you're right.
Listen, it doesn't
matter. I'm just saying he's super old 10 years or not even 10 years later.
No one's arguing that.
But then what are they going to do when he's 70 something if it's the 50s still?
Robert, you don't know what the effects of the Holy Grail were or the
The Holy Grail was supposed to keep him young.
Well, the Ark of the Covenant.
The Ark of the Covenant, yeah.
Right.
Maybe a couple of beans.
I will say the Holy Grail was something you had to keep drinking from.
So it made him older?
It's
the opposite
drinking.
Of the Fountain of Youth?
Yeah, because that was the catch with the Holy Grail. You had to keep drinking from it.
But then why don't they don't reference that?
I don't know.
Wait, was that the way? Where are you getting that information from?
Yeah, John.
Didn't you watch Last Crusade?
I don't remember. It's not my
Indiana
favorite.
Jones movie?
Raiders is the only one that I've watched a bunch.
Yeah. No, listen.
Yeah, excuse me for not remembering two lines of dialogue.
Okay, it was the entire last act of the movie, which is more than two lines of dialogue. But the old knight was there guarding the cup, and he said specifically, yeah, you have to keep drinking from it.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, you got to keep drinking from it.
Yeah. It don't work like that, okay? Yeah. You got to...
And listen here.
What, you're a fucking idiot?
And that's more than two lines of dialogue.
This fucking guy thinks you can stop drinking from the cup.
Drinking from the cup, then.
You got to keep drinking from the cup, my friend.
Yeah.
Wait, so does Indy's dad just immediately die then after he gets healed?
I think he just... his wound got healed. But then, he just went back to normal.
And then he joined Alec Baldwin and went into a submarine and started hunting for October.
Well, you know, that grail.
Yeah.
The rest is history.
And the rest is literally history.
That was fast, all of that.
I think the reason why I didn't like Last Crusade all that much is because, the female lead wasn't all that memorable. Because, Raiders had Karen Allen. Like, she was great.
I don't even think Temple of Doom had, a memorable... She was
Kate
Capshaw.
No, she was annoying, but at least, she made, an impact.
That's
Last
Steven
Crusade,
Spielberg's wife, right?
Yeah. But Last Crusade, I barely remember anything about her. She was barely anything to the plot, really.
Indiana Jones really is just, 007 in the 40s.
It's an American 007.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they just
who would win in a fight?
Harrison Ford or 007?
Well, which 007?
Yeah, which
Here we go. Here we go.
All right. Sean Connery's 007 versus Harrison Ford's Indiana Jones, as if there was another one.
Wait. Which Indiana Jones?
Raiders.
Raiders. Okay.
And is this like in a fist fight, or what are we talking about?
I mean, we're talking gun versus whip.
Gun versus whip?
Yeah. Who's going to win?
Well, in that case, I go with Indy.
Really?
Yeah.
A whip's going to be a gun.
I think Indiana Jones is faster with a whip than 007 is with his gun.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
I think it
was. He's a highly trained government officer.
Listen, Indiana Jones, he has a whip.
Even if you have a whip. You have to kind of bring it back in like a whip-like fashion and then snap the wrist.
He's quick,
man. In all of that moment, Sean Connery's pulling out his gun and just pulling the trigger.
Yeah, but Sean Connery might also be drunk.
Okay. And Harrison Ford might be hot and sweaty and drop his whip.
I think it also depends on setting. If there's like
they're in the desert.
Plane, if it's a desert and there's a giant plane in the background, the propeller is still spinning, I think I give the edge to Indy, right?
Only if Sean Connery doesn't have a gun.
Yeah.
And only if the propeller's spinning.
Yep. Yeah. And only if Sean Connery's not looking at the propeller. Because if he sees it, 007's going to use that to his advantage, too. He always does.
Although I feel like Indiana Jones he wouldn't hesitate to use a gun either. He did shoot the guy with the
sword. No guns, no guns, no guns. No guns. No whip either, just a fist fight.
Well, I still got to go
A fist fight on a plane.
On a plane?
On top of the plane, not in the plane, not like Air Force One, because we know who would win that one.
Oh, okay.
Still Harrison Ford.
Yeah. Still Harrison Ford.
Why
fuck.
Why wouldn't
on top of a plane while it's like spinning around on the ground.
Yeah.
Who would win?
Neon Jones.
All right, Kyle.
Yeah, Jones.
Yeah, I guess I would give it to Jones. Okay, new setting.
The mine cart.
The mine cart. While it's going on the mine, they're in the same cart. No, they're in two separate carts, but they're like knocking against each other the whole time.
Because that's something they can actually. That's something they.
It's like a level in Diddy Kong.
It's like a fucking Smash Brothers level.
Who wins?
Is it just them?
No, there's like two swordsmen, like just like, Arab swordsmen, in other carts that are kind of slashing at them too.
No weapons.
They're just slashing at them with their wrists.
Yeah,
or fists.
Is James Bond in a suit? Or is he in like...
Just a dress shirt. He took his suit off a while ago.
Ooh,
but he's got the bow tie on still.
I don't know. So he's not at full power, so to speak.
I mean, it's
Well, does Indiana Jones still have his hat?
No, it flew off.
Whoa.
No.
James Bond has
There's
it.
No way his hat
it,
flew
it
off.
It flew off, but it landed in the cart behind him, but he doesn't have time to pick it up because he's in a fist fight.
Okay.
Oh, that's more towards Bond because then now Indy's distracted. He's thinking...
Yeah, he's trying to get his hat. Yeah. He's trying to get his hat.
Yeah,
he's bending down to get his hat and still trying to punch. Who wins?
I think I give it to.
Wait. Okay. Does Bond have any sort of gadgetry?
He has a watch that's magnetic, but it doesn't do anything. Not in this situation.
It just tells time.
It pulls the cart closer to him. That's why they're bumping against each other.
Okay. He wish it could stop.
The watch is actually broken, so it's actually pushing the carts together, and he doesn't want that.
Yeah, raising the stakes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're both holding meat and they're raising them up.
Yeah.
Who?
God, that was fucking terrible.
Yeah, I know.
Jesus. That might have been the worst one you've ever said in the history of Shark
Jobber. I was waiting for you to say something.
I was trying to forget it and move on, but I can't let that go. I got to call you out on that, Robert.
It's stuck with him.
Fuck. Don't ever do that again.
Oh, I'll still do it.
Jesus.
I'll still do it.
Anyway.
Hey, who wins?
I gotta go with Bond, I think.
Really? In a mine cart?
Yeah.
In this situation, I think it's setting. I'll go Harrison. Indy.
I don't know.
I got the tiebreaker.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I have one more setting after this one.
Oh, I'm going Bond.
This one? Really?
Yeah, Bond's. I feel like Bond's more lucky than Jones.
Okay. Here's the other situation. One more setting. Instead of Sean Connery, it's Roger Moore. But. They're on like this little island.
Yeah, Jones all day.
Hold on.
Yeah, Jones.
No. Wait till you hear it. They're on a little island. There's alligators and crocodiles all around it. They're jumping on the crocodiles and the alligators' backs, fist fighting. Who wins?
Which Roger Moore, first of all?
The one from Boat Trip with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, okay.
That Roger Moore. Cannonball Run Roger Moore. That's...
Well, this is important. Is it Cannonball Run Roger Moore, or is it fucking Boat Trip Roger
Moore? It's Boat Trip Roger Moore. He's gay.
Listen.
And he's trying to hit on Cuba Gooding Jr.
They're fighting on top of alligators. You got to... Did you forget what happened at the end of Temple of Doom?
No.
He knocked a guy into the...
Okay, do you forget what happened in Live and Let Die? Roger Moore
jumped... he ran on top of the alligators.
Yeah.
But I feel like... No. Roger
Hold
Moore
on.
Will get eaten.
It's Roger Moore.
He will get punched
listen,
by Indiana
listen.
Jones.
It's not done yet. I'm not done with the setting. It's also Roger Moore from A View to a Kill, and it's Harrison Ford from Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. So they're both pretty old. They're both like in their 60s. Who wins? They're jumping on alligator backs. Who wins?
Is
Indiana Jones.
Still?
Yeah.
In his 60s?
Yeah.
No, I think Roger Moore pulls it out in his 60s. Harrison,
is
Harrison Ford
Shia LaBeouf?
Charlotte Buff's like on the sideline throwing chicken at the alligators.
Yeah.
So they're snapping the whole time.
And is there Mayday or who's the Bond girl in that?
In Live and Let Die? Jane Seymour.
No, in
A View to a Kill?
A View to a Kill.
Tanya Roberts. She's screaming James the whole time.
James.
Yeah. And then Charlotte Buffett's throwing some chicken in there.
Oh.
So there's some distractions. Like she's yelling James.
Still Indiana Jones.
I would definitely go Roger Moore. I think Roger Moore could kick
would.
It. No, Roger Moore could kick it as an older person better than Harrison Ford can. Harrison Ford in Kingdom of the Crystal Skull had to hide in a refrigerator. He could barely swing on his whip. He had to have Shia help him out with everything. At least Roger Moore was still like hanging from a ladder, off of a
of
fire extinguisher. Or
career,
fire,
so.
Fire truck, I mean. What?
I hated the latter half. Of
everybody does.
Bond career, so
no,
you're always selling me on this.
I still love For Your Eyes Only, even though he was
kind
of a creepster.
I'd rather watch Crystal Skull than fucking Moonraker.
It's got to
be.
Yeah,
I would agree. Wait, would you really?
Yeah, I would.
Like, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. You think Moonraker is worse than Kingdom of the Crystal Skull?
Yeah, I do.
I'm just surprised you said that. I agree. I'm just surprised you said that.
I hate Moonraker that much.
Yeah, it wasn't good. But For Your Eyes Only, that one was good. Now that we're back on Bond.
Yeah.
Yeah, where
no,
we should
you know
be.
What? I like, no, honestly, even though I hated Crystal Skull, I'm actually really excited for Indiana Jones 5. As long as Spielberg's coming back.
You think they're going to fix it?
I don't know what they're going to do. Like, I don't know if they're going to... Like,
Crystal
what
Skull
they,
was all a dream.
What are they going to do with Shia LaBeouf's character?
It just turns into, what was that, Dallas?
Yeah.
Or
are they just going to ignore
Dallas.
Shia LaBeouf's character? Because he was his son. Like, is he just going to
get
brushed aside?
Yeah, they probably won't even mention him.
I hope Karen Allen comes back. You know.
No.
Yeah. No. She's dead.
Nobody comes back except for Ford.
They might make a reference to, like, the other characters, but
I don't think they're married.
What?
Remember those guys?
Yeah, and Shia was his son. Yeah. He'll just be like, remember that time I had a wife and kid?
Yeah.
and then they'll just move on. It's just story exposition,
know, crazy, right?
Yeah. Anyways, what are we looking for? And then they just go into like the artifact.
Well, Holy it's just grail. Like every Indiana Jones movie has like a romantic love interest,
right?
And it's just it'd be weird if like if he was still married.
It was weird to have like, Karen Allen come back though.
I thought
because she was only in the first one.
I didn't really mind it.
I didn't mind it. I'm just saying it was kind of weird because like Bond girls like they're always new. And I thought that was going to be the way Indy was, and it was until Crystal Skull.
He let you down.
He let me down.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm, Harrison Ford and Steven Spielberg are teaming up back together. It's hard not to get excited for it, you know.
No, I mean.
Don't watch me.
He won't get excited for it.
It really depends on the quote-unquote MacGuffin, like what they come up with. So.
Maybe it's like. An actual MacGuffin.
Yeah,
they find the MacGuffin.
Just, they find the MacGuffin, and they're
this,
like...
Is this a sequel to your Raising the Snakes?
Yeah. That's actually a cool title. MacGuffin, : Raising the Snakes.
It's like...
We've got to find it. What? We got to find
it. We just got to find it.
Quick.
I can just, like, imagine, like... Some professor at some film school listening to this is like, just like ripping his hair out.
just rubbing his eyes. That little vein coming out in his forehead. Mm. I don't know. I'll still watch it. I'll watch whatever Indy, however many Indies they put out.
Maybe what they're looking for is a red herring.
Ooh.
Oh.
Red herring, colon.
And then
the
they
stakes.
Find the MacGuffin.
Yeah. Red herring versus MacGuffin, colon, raising the stakes.
You know, I heard there were talks about Chris Pratt being cast as Indiana Jones. Like they were,
yeah, I heard about that.
Like they were going to do like the James Bond route, like just kind of recast it every couple of years. But I guess they're not going to do that.
Yeah, look, Chris Pratt's not going to save every franchise.
Yeah, I know, right? I thought they would do the same thing with Ethan Hunt, like for Mission Impossible, but Tom Cruise is still playing him.
Well, I mean, it's Tom Cruise.
Yeah, but eventually he will be too old.
Nope.
He's going to be in the Mummy remake.
Which is weird.
There's a Mummy remake?
Yeah.
Starring Tom Cruise.
Oh, poor Brendan Fraser.
I know, right? I feel so bad for that guy. That guy's just gone. It looked like, have you seen a picture of him?
The first Mummy was a really good movie.
I liked it.
Yeah.
The second one? Not so much.
No. The third one.
Third one, didn't even see. But apparently there's Yetis in it, and I'm kind of excited now. I want to watch it.
Third one went too far.
Third one went too far. Yeah. Third one, colon, too far.
Too far. Too many MacGuffins.
Yeti too far.
The Mummy. Yeah, Yeti too far.
Yeti too far. That sounds like a foreign film starring like
Yeti
some.
Yeti too far.
Yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
It's like a Yeti on the River Kwai.
Dr. Yeti Zavago.
Yeti's list. Yeti versus Yeti.
A passage to Yeti.
Dr. Yeti love.
Or how he learned to Yeti the bomb.
Something like a Yeti.
Stop fearing the Yeti and love the... Stop fearing and love the Yeti.
Yeti by Yeti West.
How the Yeti was won.
12 angry Yetis.
The good, the bad, and the Yeti.
A fistful of Yetis.
For a few Yetis more.
Jesus Christ.
Duck you, Yeti. I'm out of Sergio Leone. Yeti.
Those are like the best ones.
Western Yetis.
Reservoir Yetis.
Pulp Yeti.
Oh. Inglorious Yetis.
Yeti Brown.
Django Yeti.
No,
or no, Yeti,
Yeti
Unchained. Yeah.
Yeti Unchained, yeah.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Yetis.
Oh, I was going to go Mall Yetis.
Oh, man.
And then simply Yetis, all black and white.
Yeah.
Yeah. Colon all black and white?
No, the film's all black and white.
Oh, yeah.
The Yeti.
they couldn't afford the film.
So I guess if there's Yetis in the Indiana Jones movie, I'm going to watch it.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Why not?
There's not enough Yeti movies. I want like a good Bigfoot movie. It's been a while.
What's the last good big Harry and the Hendersons?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. And that one wasn't too scary.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of the last Yeti movie.
I mean, there was like Sasquatch, but that was like straight to video. I don't even know. I'm sure there's other Bigfoot movies, but none of them are like that great.
Look, I want a cabin in the woods horror movie where you're led to believe that it's paranormal activity, but it's really a Yeti. Like they find out, oh, it's a Yeti.
I'd totally watch that.
Yeah, I think they should have like, it should take place like, you know, up in the mountains. It's like a scary, snowy Yeti.
Did you guys
ever
watch that movie Troll Hunter? Wasn't there like a...
Was there a Yeti in it?
I think so. I mean, obviously there was a troll, but... Wasn't there also like a Yeti?
I thought they were all trolls. I didn't watch the movie. I heard it's good.
It was good, yeah.
I'll watch it sometime. It's on Netflix, last I checked.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Sweet.
I want
to
see a good
Yeti
movie.
Maybe it's hard to make a Yeti movie.
Oh, it's got to be hard because they should be all over the place.
It's a Yeti.
It's a Yeti movie. I mean, it's Yetis.
Or they would just all be all blurry every time they come on camera.
Let's just remake Yentl with a Yeti. Starring Barbara Streisand.
Perfect.
I don't know.
Huh.
Schindler's Yeti.
He said Yeti's list.
Oh, Yeti's list here. He said that?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Raiders of the Lost Yeti.
Son of a bitch.
Citizen Yeti.
Yeah.
The greatest Yeti movie of all time. Rose Yeti. Mm. That's what he says when he dies.
Rose Yeti. Not Rose just Yeti. Simply Yeti.
Yeah. That's what he says. Why did this Yeti say Yeti when he died?
Batman versus Yeti. Coming soon to a theater near you.
Then Yeti versus Superman. Because he won the first fight. Because he won the first fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Yeti versus Yeti. Versus, Dawn of Justice.
Kramer versus Kramer.
Yeah. Yeti versus Yeti. It's a courtroom drama.
My cousin Yeti.
I just want to.
A few good Yetis.
You can't handle the Yetis.
You already said 12 angry Yeti.
Fuck you. To kill a Yeti.
Inherit the Yeti.
Yeti. I can't think of any courtroom movies.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a movie I haven't seen in a while. Like a good courtroom drama.
And Yeti for All.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what was the last Yeti courtroom drama that you saw?
Well, there was a second Yeti.
Yeah.
I swear, there was a second Yeti.
It was on the grassy knoll.
Yeah.
I swear, I took back a picture, but it was all blurry.
I hate those Yeti conspiracies.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, speaking of conspiracy, what do you say we call it a podcast?
Yeah, I think we've done enough Yeti jokes.
Yeah.
I think we're out.
All right, go to sharkdropper.com/Yeti to check out. Well, no, actually, don't do that because that's not a page.
That won't bring anything, but it should be. We should actually make that a page now.
Maybe we should, yeah.
It's just a picture of a Yeti.
Make it happen.
I'm going to do it.
It's wearing sunglasses and like pointing like both fingers.
Sharkdropper.com/Yeti, yeah. And it's just going to be a picture of a Yeti.
Yeah,
make sure you go there and check out the Yeti.
Yeah, let's get on that, Robert. We'll work on finding that perfect Yeti.
That'd be cool.
But if it's not up, make sure you go to sharkdropper.com, check all of our podcasts. They're all there. None of them featuring Yetis.
No.
Yet.
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 Yeti.
Oh, the Fast and the Yeti.
The Fast and the Yeti. Two Yeti, two Furious. I just think it should be two Yeti, two Yeti.
Yeti Drift.
Yeti and Yetier. Yeti and Furious.
They just take out the.
Yeah.
Just more of the Yetis. There's a character in Fast and Furious called Letty.
So it's close.
The Lady and Yeti.
Then Yeti 7.
One of the Yetis 2, Return of the Yeti. Or no, 3, Return of the Yeti.
Which one is that? Are you mocking Star Wars or Return of the King?
Return of the King.
Okay.
Because the second one is, of course,
Empire of the Yeti.
The two Yetis.
No, there was a Yeti in Empire.
In Empire. Yeah, there was. Well,
what was it called? It was basically a Yeti, though.
Yeah.
Snow Beast.
It was a Snow Beast.
Make up a fucking name.
AKA the Corinthian Yeti.
Snowbeasts.
They just call it a Yeti.
The Corinthians. We're going to read from the Corinthians.
love his
by Yeti. Oh,
Passion of the Yeti. Man, that Yeti got beat up so bad.
Yeti superstar.
Planet of the Yetis. Actually, that'd be pretty cool. That'd be pretty cool.
Oh, you want to make all the monkeys white?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Gentrification, bitch.
All right, let's do all Scorsese's movies. Raging Yeti.
Yeti. Just it's a, the Aviator.
The Yeti.
Yeah.
The Yeti.
Good Yetis.
Yetis in New York.
Fuck. There's too many thes.
The Yeti of Wall Street.
Yeti Streets. Yeti or Mean Street. Yetis.
All right,
Raging Yeti.
Kubrick?
Eyes Wide Yeti.
The Yeti. Shining.
Full Metal Yeti.
Ooh. A Clockwork Yeti. A Yeti Orange.
Yeah.
A Yeti Orange, yeah.
2001, A Yeti Odyssey.
Yeti in the Hole.
Hey. Yeti Busters.
Ooh, Yeti. And the famous line, I am Yeti.
Oh, yeah.
Spartacus.
What he said.
I guess you're clearly all Yetis except no, that guy's the only Yeti.
Yetiator. Are you not entertained?
All Russell Crowe movies. Yeah. Master and Yeti, The Far Side of the World.
What's that one he did with Meg Ryan? Like,
what was that one?
Lame as a Yeti.
The Time Traveler's Yeti.
Time Travel Movies. Yeti. Back to the Yeti.
back to Speed the Yeti 2 Yeti Control. The Yeti reloaded.
Speed 2 Yeti Control.
Oh, I got it.
What?
The Yeti reloaded, and then you got Yeti Revolutions. You got the Yeti doing that bullet time backwards bend.
I feel like this is only going to be funny for us. I feel like
who cares?
Anyone listening is just like, when are they going to stop? Name one more director. Let's go out with one more director. I'm gonna end it if it takes us longer.
Who's a very prolific?
Let's go Spielberg.
Spielberg.
No. Let's go. Okay. Oh yeah, of course.
Spielberg.
More of the Yetis.
No. Instead of director, let's do like 007 titles.
Okay.
Okay.
007 movies.
Dr. Yeti.
A View to a Yeti.
Yeti the world is not twice. Yeti.
For your Yetis
Yeti
only.
Is not enough.
For your Yetis only.
Golden Yeti.
Golden Yeti.
Sky Yeti.
Tomorrow never Yetis.
The world is not a Yeti.
Thunder Yeti.
From Yeti with love.
Yeti Raker.
Fuck, what else? What ones have we done?
Yetis are forever.
License to Yeti.
Gold Yeti?
Did you say a B to a Yeti?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my God. Live and let Yeti.
Live and let Yeti.
Dun, dun, dun. Wait, did we do them all?
No. No, just no, not, we didn't do
not
them
even
all.
Close.
Yeah, we did.
Adam McKay.
No.
Step Yetis.
That's a little bit harder. The Big Yeti.
Talladega Yetis. Yeti Man.
The other Yetis.
David Fincher. Fight Yeti.
Oh. Panic Yeti.
The Yeti Network.
The girl with the Yeti tattoo.
That Yeti picture act. Was.
Yeah. Oh man, those are good.
Yeah. Those were
that was fun.
Yeah,
solid ass.
Like, that was just fun. We need to do more fun stuff on the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that shit was boring.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I don't like talking about real stuff.
Let's. I don't know about changing the status quo of doing like unfun stuff on the podcast. You know.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Yeah, okay. SharkTrapper.com, all the podcasts are there. Also, the Patreon page is there if you want to support us. We are going to do new episodes of Swimming Lessons very soon. And then rate and review us on iTunes. And I think that's it.
Yeah.
That's about it. Oh, okay.
All right. Listen to Yeti Avenue. Yeah.
And that was Yeti Dropper for this week.
I'm Yeti.
I'm Yeti.
There you go.
See you next time. As I stand here looking out over the ocean, I didn't want to cause a great big commotion. 'Cause when I saw what looked like a fin break through the surface again, it was a shark.
We're above the target. T-minus 5 seconds till shark drop. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop the shark. Go, go, go. The following podcast is a Shark Dropper Studios production.